leader Impala Platinum said that 50 workers remain hospitalized, with 8 of them in critical care. A Toronto man was reunited with relatives in Israel last week after they were kidnapped by Hamas militants on October 7th. Israeli-born Toronto-based scientist Aaron Brodich says it was hard to see his niece, two nephews, and sister-in-law looking frail after they were released on November 26th during a short-term ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. They were kidnapped from a kibbutz called Kfar Aza in Israel when Hamas militants launched their brutal attack that killed around 1,200, mostly civilians. He says that he hopes his relatives visit him in Toronto next summer. A kangaroo that escaped its handlers east of Toronto during a journey to Quebec last week has been found. Durham Regional Police say the animal that went missing Thursday evening was spotted at 3 a.m. Monday and apprehended by handlers about 3 hours later. Officers say the kangaroo will be receiving a medical assessment but appears uninjured. Police have said the kangaroo was on a journey to Quebec when the delivery driver made a pit stop at the Oshawa Zoo to let the animal stretch its legs. The kangaroo escaped it during the break and was then seen multiple times in the area. Durham's lost pet search group, Team Chelsea, was trying to help them help find the kangaroo and called Monday's developments a happy ending. I'll be back with your sports and weather.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at football, the Patriots lost 6-0 against the Chargers. The Miami Dolphins won their game against the Commanders with 45-15. The Cincinnati Bengals will be playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight at 8:15 p.m. In basketball, the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers will play tonight for the in-season tournament East quarterfinal at 7:15 p.m. And the New Orleans Pelicans will play against the Sacramento Kings for the West quarterfinal at 10 p.m. In hockey, the Nashville Predators won 2-1 against the Sabres. Tonight, the Montreal Canadiens will play against the Seattle Kraken at 7:30 p.m.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, it's cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, showers, or flurries. The temperature is steady near plus 2. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with winds up to 15 kilometers an hour. It will be a low minus 1 with a wind chill minus of 5 overnight. Tomorrow will be cloudy with the same wind speeds with a high plus of 3. Wind chill will be minus 5 in the morning. Currently outside the Ignite studios, it's 2 degrees.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Tonight, I can take the heat, baby, best believe that's the moment I shine. Cause every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance. Watch me.
Ignite Radio, and that was Dance the Night by Dua Lipa. My name is Doreen, and I'm here together with my co-host Mandy. And today we'll be talking about, you know, Christmas gifts. I've noticed that a lot of people are just too big on getting Christmas gifts. And I really do not understand why, because I won't say I get Christmas gifts. Back at home, what my dad would do is tell everybody to write a list of things they want to get. So I probably would just write a list of shoes, bag, purses, clothes, makeup, whatever. I give it to him, and then he gives me the money to get it. So my mom, my mom and my sisters, and I, like, that's what we do. Like, but we won't say it's a Christmas gift, though, because it's just, my dad is just has a notion that every end of the year, people should, like, get new stuff to go into the new year. What about you? Do you get Christmas gifts every year?
I do get Christmas gifts every year, and I have to give a shout out to my dad, who is the best gift giver out there. He last year, for example, I asked for a book and he couldn't find it, so he bought me another book and drew a cover with tissue paper over the book he got me with a gift card in it to buy the book I wanted.
Wow.
And that book with the paper cover is still on my bookshelf today.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I definitely do not relate. I have never given anyone a Christmas present, and I have never gotten a Christmas present from anyone before. And I don't even think it's something I would start. Probably if I get a Christmas present this year, probably I would start it. But it's not just something that I see as a big deal compared to probably birthday gifts or Valentine gifts or whatever. Like, Christmas is just... I feel like Christmas gifts are just too overrated, if you ask me. So coming up next is Break My Soul by Beyoncé on Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their three locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
Want hit music? We've got it. You're listening to Ignite Radio. Ignite Radio.
I'm up and slow. Take off the slow. Then I'm up and slow. I'm up to make you go.
Just a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth, and we back.
outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Season, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever, here at Ignite Radio, we've written a little song to help spread some holiday cheer. Here we go.
Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, ho, ho, ho.
That's all we have. We kind of blew the budget on the music and didn't really think to hire anybody that could write lyrics, so yeah. Anyway, happy holidays from everybody at Ignite Radio. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. A white
Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry. Christmases, may all your Christmases, may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with you.
Ignite Radio, and that was White Christmas by Michael Bublé. I'm Doi, and I'm still here with my co-host Mandy. And do you have any Christmas traditions in your house or your family that you do every Christmas?
I do. My family has a German background, and we have a glass pickle that Santa hides on the tree every Christmas Eve, and the first of the kids to find it gets to play Santa for the day. So they get to hand out all the gifts and everything. Oh,
I cannot relate. I won't say we have a Christmas tradition, but what I know we do every year that we look forward to is partying. We always party. I don't like, and I mean a very big party. My dad would literally buy a big cow and bring it home and get people to kill the cow. And then my mom, as much as I like Christmas though, I also hate it because... Okay, I like Christmas, but the stress that comes with it, my mom, my sisters, and I, we always have to cook that big amount of meat.
Yeah.
And then when we throw the party and when they are like leftovers, I won't say leftovers, but like the one we didn't get to eat, we then go out and like we give it out to people. Before, we used to go to other people's house to like celebrate because like it's a big thing.
Right.
New Year party and Christmas party. Like, you have to have a whole cow to celebrate it. So, like, it's a Christmas tradition, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, because we always look forward... I always look forward to it. But, like, on Christmas Day, I always wish it doesn't come because I know that like, I don't get to celebrate Christmas because I'm always having to, like, serve people... cook. I'm always in the kitchen on Christmas Day. I don't look like someone celebrating Christmas on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I leave all the cooking to my mom and my grandma because they're so much better at it than I am.
You do? You cannot try that in my house. You have to be in the kitchen.
Do you know I hide?
You hide?
I hide. Now my mom knows because she's listening. But
funny enough, like, isn't that you have hiding spots in your house to hide? Like, because nothing like that in our house. You cannot hide. You have to be in the kitchen. So coming up next is entertainment segment by Seth Ward on Heat Ignition on Ignite Radio. Stay tuned and have fun.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal, positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the student's best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Did you see Florence Pugh get hit in the face with a water bottle? Yeah, she was promoting Dune 2 in Brazil yesterday when a fan threw a bottle at her, hitting her in the eye. Ouch. This is becoming a troubling trend recently, with Drake and Harry Styles also having things thrown at them. What's going on? Moving on to something a bit more fun, Time Magazine has released the shortlist for their Person of the Year award. Taylor Swift obviously is the favorite here, especially when put up against older politicians and royalty like King Charles. Boring. Time will announce the winners later this week on Wednesday. Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell, who have reunited for the upcoming Good Burger 2, apparently had a falling out years ago. No, it wasn't over an argument about whether a burger patty is something or not. In fact, Kenan says he doesn't really remember the exact reason. Just that they grew apart as they got older, but have thankfully joined up again in hopes to make us laugh once more. Now here's something that makes me feel old. Oxford's word of the year is Riz. Yeah, I'll be honest, I had no idea that this was even a word before today. Apparently it means charisma, or something along those lines. Like someone has a ton of Riz? Back in my day, kids would say someone has swag, and now I've made myself feel much older than I am. I'm officially out of touch with the youth. I'm Seth Ward, and that was your Entertainment Minute.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits.
Now, this is Ignite Radio.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me. These days go way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days go way too alone. And I'm no forgiving, love away, but I want. Finding these times, but I got nothing but love on my mind. I need a baby while I'm in my prime. Need an adversary to my down and weary. Like, tell me that's life when I'm stressing at night. Be like, you'll be okay and everything's alright. Oh, let me in nothing cause I'm not wanting anything. But you're loving your body and a little bit of your brain. These days are way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too alone. And I'm no forgiving. Love away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone to need me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night. And it's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want. I want someone to love me. I need someone who needs me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night. It's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want.
Online.
Online.
24/7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio.
Just a fantasy. Cause the unknown's calling me. We could leave this place, freedom ours to chase. What if I escape with you? 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 What if I escape with you?
Ignite Radio, that was Escape by KX5. As you know, my name is Doin, and I'm still here with my beautiful co-host, Mandy. And I'd like to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have friends that you no longer talk to, that you feel you probably outgrown mentally, financially, or do you have friends you no longer talk to?
Absolutely. It happens with age, right? You kind of grow out of some friends, and then you meet new friends along the way. But I've recently lost contact with one of my really good friends. But at the end of the day, if she ever called me needing anything, I'd be there.
And how did you feel when you lost this friend?
I think she lost me before I lost her. And it didn't feel good.
Okay.
But we were kind of in the same. We have kids. They've got school. They've got lessons. We just drifted apart.
Okay. Well, I currently lost a friend. So I was telling my roommate that I had a friend. And per adventure, I just spoken to her like last month, but then I found out from someone that she was getting married by December, and she didn't tell me, so I guess we are no longer friends, right? If you're gonna be having a big day, a big thing in your life, and you didn't tell someone, I mean, I thought she was my close friend, but then for her to be getting married and not tell me, there's no excuse, right?
Well, no, the invite might have been lost in the mail.
Oh, you think? You think? Okay. Okay, like, because I had to hear it secondhand, and I didn't know, I was so hurt.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not really the kind of person that keep a large circle of friends. Mm-hmm. I have a very, very small circle. The friends I have are not even up to 10. So if one out of that 10 could, like, just move out like that, like, it was so painful, but I was just like, I don't care. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, you're over it now?
Of course. Like, if she sends me the invite, I'm literally going to act like I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next is What's Up Mark by Seth Ward on He Ignition on Ignite Radio.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
It's wintertime, and one of my favorite traditions of the season is back and very close by. The MSA is hosting a winter market this Wednesday at 6 p.m. in the Arnie. If you can take a break from studying for exams, I recommend the trip over. Tons of local vendors, places for great photos, and free food and drink. It's the perfect way to get the season started. If you don't mind a trip to the Stony Creek campus, you can unleash your inner cowboy. It's Be Fearless, Taylor's version, here to bring some country fun your way tomorrow at 10 a.m. Be fearless going into exams. Enjoy free lunch, fun games, and a visit from Triple C Farm's mini horse from 11 a.m. Admission? It's free. If you can make it over, you've got no excuse to saddle up and mosey on down for a good time. Are you in a dancing mood? You like Taylor Swift? You just want to have a good time? Look no further than the Taylor Swift Dance Party this Thursday at 7 p.m. This event is hosted by iconic drag performer Karma Chameleon, and DJ Damian will be performing nonstop hits by Taylor Swift. Enjoy themed food and drinks, bracelet making, and tons more. Get your ticket for $10 at an MSA services desk. I'm Seth Ward, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Taking internet radio to the next level. This is Ignite Radio.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know that you are the only one I'll ever love. Yeah, you, if it's not you, it's not anyone. Looking back on my life, you're the only good I've ever done. Yeah.
Radio production.
Goodbye.
your party. Just jump in the car and the down at the body of blurry. Don't know when to stop till you take it too far. I know where you are and I'm left in the dark till I'm worried. Oh, it hurts me.
Ignite Radio, that was Miley Cyrus, Jaded. And my name is Doyne, and I'm also here with my co-host, Mandy. Is it weird, do you find it weird that the loveliest holiday, Valentine, is on winter? I mean, why is it not during the summer period? Why does it have to be on the coldest month of all? Why?
To lift up your spirits.
No.
Yeah.
No. Valentine is a very, very beautiful celebration. And everyone should be able to go all out for it. Like, why do I have to stay? Probably because I'm still getting used to the cold.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be indoors on Valentine's Day. And it's not supposed to be like that. What, do you do anything? Do you have anything special on Valentine's? Do you get gifts or anything?
I don't do anything special. I never have. I go for heart-shaped pizza at Boston Pizza.
What?
Yeah.
Valentine is, I would say it's a big deal for me. Like, I always have loads of gifts in Valentine from different people, my friends, or probably guys that are trying to ask me out. Or like,
ooh,
you.
It's popular.
Yeah, so, like, I always have gifts. And I'm not kidding. I always have gifts on Valentine's Day. From gifts to money. Like, people just be like, send your account number. And they're like, sending me money for Valentine on Valentine's Day. So I'm always anticipating Valentine's Day.
Not even a card, eh? Just here's some cash?
Cash, yes.
Wow.
Yes, cash. Or probably wire the money into my account. And also, my younger sister this year went to school on Valentine's Day and got a load. She got loads of gifts. And brought it back home, including cupcakes.
Cupcakes? Somebody went through the effort to make cupcakes?
Yes, someone did. And so coming up next is the Way Back Playback by my beautiful co-host, Mandy, on Heat Ignition on Ignite Radio.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc. working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter, and the snoozer.
Hey, wake up.
What? Oh, where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College.
Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
Is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
This model, singer, actress, author, and jingle writer has been praised for her Ari photo shoot that she refused to have edited. first demonstrating her skills in an all-girl a cappella group, after which she knew she had to pursue a career in music full-time. A political science grad made a name for herself doing covers and performing live in The Village in New York City. Recipient of the Gracie Impact Award for creating music that has a positive influence on society. You may want to check out the Spanish version for this jam. Look up Always Be There, and it features Diego Torres. I've got an English version coming up for you. Here's Stand By You by Rachel Platten, only on Ignite Radio.
Your empty hands in mine, and scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too, 'cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Oh, I know that you've been hurting. I know I did you wrong. And I've been drowning in the whiskey every night since you've been gone. And I know that I've been trouble, but you've been on my mind. And I'm just trying to walk on that straight line.
Ignite Radio, that was Armin Van Buuren, Love We Lost. And my name is Doyin, together with my co-host Mandy. So Mandy, I heard that there's something you want to talk about, and I heard it has to do with food. What is it?
It does. Did you know there are a whole bunch of brands that are over 100 years old?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So for example, Tabasco sauce has been spicing up our palates since 1868. And it's a concoction of pulped chilies, aging them in oak barrels, and seasoning them with salt.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how to pulp a chili, but I want to figure it out.
Me too.
Couple cool things that I learned. French's mustard was brought to the public in 1904 at the St. Louis World Fair. But the cooler part of this is that the squeeze top bottle was actually introduced to the public in the 80s. In my opinion, it was the best invention yet.
I know, right? I know.
So another cool one is Dr. Oetker. Do you buy their pizzas?
No, I don't.
No, they're delicious. But they started off as a baking powder company in 1891. And it was packaged precisely and measured baking powder. So it was very successful.
I mean, it's the fact that these brands have been here for a very long time. If you didn't say this now, I wouldn't even know, you know. I know that Cadbury also, I don't know the year, but like I know that it's over 100 years. So
1886, to be precise. And they actually got their start selling coffee, tea, and hot chocolate.
Which one do you take, coffee, tea, or hot chocolate?
Coffee.
Oh, I'm a lover of hot chocolate. Like, hot chocolate for life. I don't take coffee, I don't take tea. Do you have any more for us, though?
I do. Heinz ketchup. 1868, and did you know that they actually started selling horseradish sauce first?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. But coming up next is I'll Be Home for Christmas by Pentatonix on Heat Ignition on Ignite Radio. And do not forget to follow us on Instagram on Heat Ignition. Bye.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be, but you're a busy college student, you don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's Peer Tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Stop by today.
Hello, my name is Gary, and this is Fabrizio.
Joe.
We're volunteer readers for CNIB. I narrate textbooks for people with vision loss.
Me, I do romance very well, but I could also do textbooks.
Well, I could read for romance.
No.
Your hair is blowing.
I know. It's because I'm sexy.
For information on our audiobook library, computer courses, or thousands of descriptive videos, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
Happy Holidays from Ignite Radio.
Bye-bye.
hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
This might come off a little unromantic, but I guess that's how you see me. I'm sorry if I'm sounding too pathetic, but I'm tired of believing. If we jump, we might get hurt, so I'd rather not put in the work, and I'll bite my tongue until I bleed, cause you don't see the best in me. Hey, you're making me sick to my stomach, yeah, I can't breathe. I'm trying to play it cool, but you're so focused on me. How do I get over this without good insights? Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys, and I'm sick with smiling when you talk about her, feeling overly desperate and underdeserved. How do I get over this without good insights? Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys, yeah. Should we even have this conversation? I don't wanna make it awkward, but right now I just feel like I've been waiting for something you don't want, cause if we jump, we might get hurt, so I'd rather not put in the work, and I'll bite my tongue until I bleed, cause you don't see the best in me. Hey, you're making me sick to my stomach, yeah, I can't breathe. I'm trying to play it cool, but you're so focused on me. How do I get over this without good insights? Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys, and I'm sick of smiling when you talk about her, feeling overly desperate and underdeserved. How do I get over this without good insights? Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys, yeah. I'm too hot to be one of the guys. I'm too hot to be one of the guys, yeah.
Can't get enough hit music now? IgniteRadio.ca.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
I'll make you cry when I
bringing you hit music now, wherever you are. This is Ignite Radio.